1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Tuesday morning is always special around here because Voice for Companion Animals comes in, and it's your adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals. And Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Who did you bring today?
I have Jinx. She is a short hair gray tabby.
It's concerning me that you haven't let her out of the cage. Is she a violent one?
No, she's not. She might be a little bit scared, but we're going to see what we can do.
Could we see what she looks like?
Yes.
Laura is also here with her award-winning pictures.
Oh, she's a beauty.
Did you say her name is Jinx?
Mm-hmm.
Jinx.
I love that. Yeah, we named her that. Oops. We named her that before we found out she was pregnant.
She looks like my little baby,
mm-hmm.
my Ruby.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she's
striped?
Yes, she is.
You said she's pregnant right now?
Nice. Yes, she is.
That gray and black stripe, beautiful.
Yeah.
She almost looks a little too young to be pregnant.
She is a kitten having kittens.
Aww. Wow.
That's what's happening in society today.
Yes, it is.
Look, as she's looking up at that microphone, like, where do I speak? Where
yes.
do I talk?
Say hi.
Meow.
Is she vocal at all?
Not really.
Hi. No. Hi, Jinxie. Oh, yeah.
She looks super, super sweet.
She's
and
very,
cute.
Very sweet. We're actually looking for a foster for her so she doesn't have to have her babies at VCA.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. Yeah.
That would
how
be.
Did you, how did you acquire her?
She was found in one of our volunteers' backyards. She hung around for about 3 or 4 days. Nobody claimed her. She's not microchipped, obviously not fixed.
And after she gives birth to a litter of kittens, at that point, do you get her fixed?
We will get her spayed, and we will get her all up to date on immunizations. It's not safe when they're pregnant to get them immunized.
Yeah.
So she can't have any vaccinations until after she's had her babies. And then she will get spayed and microchipped and adopted.
She feels safe with you. I could see it.
Yeah.
She's very sweet. She
if you were to put her down on the counter, what would she do?
Let's see.
Would she come over and say, Franzman, let me walk all over your buttons?
Go say hi.
Hi, baby. Her eyes are an interesting dark yet yellow. There's some yellow in there.
She's a little bit scared right now. That's why her eyes are so big.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
I just got to investigate.
Just a little bit like Ella last week or 2 weeks ago.
I said this last week. I can totally see why people call in sick to stay home with their pets. I could just hang out with her all day.
I wish I could call in sick to stay home with mine.
She's absolutely beautiful. This portion of the huge broadcast, the pet of the week, the adorable, adoptable pet of the week from Voice for Companion Animals. It's brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing your dream into reality for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com. Does Voice for Companion Animals, is the fundraiser this week?
It is the 6th.
That would be Friday.
No, it's the 7th then.
That would be Saturday.
Saturday. The first event is during the day, free will donation, hamburgers, hot dogs. And then later in the evening, we're doing music bingo.
Where is it all taking place?
That'll be at the Liederkranz.
So it's live music?
DJ.
Oh, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody say once, a live DJ.
Black tie.
Is it really?
It's, but black tie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out in the courtyard with a black tie. No, I've heard of them before. They're going to do a great job for you. And it's open to the public. It's this Saturday, kind of all day?
Pretty much all day. Starts right around 11 o'clock-ish. And all proceeds will go to the care of our animals that we have at VCA. Especially towards the vet care, to have her kittens, and then to have her spayed when she's done having her babies.
The voice you hear off microphone is that of photographer Laura Hurley, who is trying to speak with the cat. How are you making out with that? How's that working? How's that?
Well, I think I lost her back here.
Is it working for you?
Cords down. That's much.
Seems like a one-sided conversation to me.
It's 100% that.
Well, Tracy, on behalf of everybody here, and thanks for all that all of you do. Wow, it's not used to having somebody down there, but I'll move over here. Did you find her?
Yeah, she's right there.
Now, while Laura is down there taking pictures of Jinx, somebody we should be taking pictures of Laura. This is not your typical work environment.
No.
Thank you for everything you do at Voice for Companion Animals.
You're welcome.
Very important. It's the adorable, adoptable pet of the week. To see Jinx, you can hit up the blog section of 1077theisland.com. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.